Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Grant Hanna brings back one of the best songs of all time, Jump. Welcome back, 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. Welcome back, folks. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening to our show. We work hard here to try to bring you some really good stuff to help you run your business better. And one of the people who helps us do that is our good friend Pam Danziger. She's been a member of my Brain Trust for almost 15 years. Very soon, we're going to celebrate her 15th anniversary. How about that?
Oh, my God.
We got her right out of elementary school. Sixth grade. She was just graduating from the sixth grade when we got her first. She's the author. Folks, she's one of our top retail experts. She's actually one of the top retail experts on the planet. She's written a number of books on the topic, including Putting the Luxe Back in Luxury and Shopping, Why We Love It, and What Do Henrys Want? I mean, on and on. Most of these we've helped her launch on the show, and she's our good friend. Pam, welcome back.
It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. And I just want to congratulate you on continuing to produce really highly relevant, well-researched information about retail. Folks, if you go, you got to find unitymarketingonline.com. Is that right? Did I say that right?
That's the website, yes.
Unitymarketingonline.com. Folks, you need to follow her. And that way, when you hear me talking with her, you can follow along with what you've already read. Pam, one of the things that I was telling the audience before you got here is something you and I've talked about, and that's this collapse of the Main Street retail sector, the major corporations especially, and primarily, I mean, thousands of stores have already gone down. Conglomerates have gone bankrupt, not just individual store companies, and there's more to come, you say.
That's right. Yes. And, you know, so many people, they hate the phrase and the term retail apocalypse, but I can't think of a better term to describe it. I mean, it doesn't mean that it's going to end and die forever, but it's like we really have to go through this apocalyptic change.
Right.
We got to readjust the way, you know, retail has been operating for, you know, the last 50-odd years, which has been growing and growing and growing. And it's really a time of tremendous change. And it's a time when Main Street small independent retailers, small businesses, can take real advantage of the closing of the malls and the bankruptcy and the closing of all these retail stores. I mean, already in the first, you know, 15 weeks of the year so far, more retailers have announced closings than in all of last year. So
Wow. We
really are at a really pivotal time, and it's a tremendous opportunity for small businesses to get out in front and take advantage of the weeding that is really essentially going on. It's like in your garden.
That's right.
We're weeding out the weak shoots, the weak retailers, so that the strong ones can survive, and it's their time if they take advantage of it.
Well, they've got to do two things, I think, Pam. One is they have to say, okay, what caused them to go out of business, and could I catch the same disease? And the answer is yes, you very absolutely can. And number two, which we need to talk about, and number two, how do I take advantage of the vacuum that they leave? And you and I have talked about this for the last couple of years. How do we do that? How do we fill that vacuum before Amazon or some of the other companies who have a great online presence fill it instead of us? And
That's
you can't
right.
they can't sit around and expect people just to say, oh, so the big company's gone, I'll just do an about face and I'll go in this little company's, this is a small shop here. That's not how it works, is it?
No, it isn't. It really isn't. I mean, you know, the news from UBS, they had just done a study, and that's what I reported on, found that for every 1% increase in online penetration by the Amazons and all the other, you know, digital startups, 8,500 stores are going to close. Mm. So based on that projection, they're looking at about 75,000 stores will be forced out of business by 2026.
In the next 7 years, 10,000 a year for the next 7 years.
Exactly. I mean, and it's a frightening statistic, but you certainly, for small businesses, you want it to be the Gaps and the Banana Republics and those big stores closing, and you don't want it to be you. And so that means that you really got to get out in front. You've really got to get aggressive. You've really got to understand this new shopper and how she is working, because women, you know, about 75% of all household spending, I'm going to be doing a speech about women next week in New York, women shoppers. I mean, 75% of the purchasing, and they're the primary shoppers in their families. 75 to 85% of all dollars are either made by women or influenced by their choices.
Yeah, years ago I was in the magazine publishing business, and we found out that. Men won't buy the ketchup and the mustard. You know, you can have a sports magazine and it wants to advertise for tailgating, right? But that's, you know, all that. If you put in a mustard ad in a men's sports magazine, you're not going to sell much mustard because they don't buy it.
Right, that's exactly right.
we learned that. But the thing that I want to make sure we point out here is that, as I said, there's something that's causing these companies to collapse. Some of it is online. Some of it is the economies of their rent is not working for them. They're right. Having trouble getting workers. I mean, there are a number of different things. So it's not just the online thing. And so the small business sector has to say, okay, what part of that is unique to them and what part of it is it could be me. In other words, if I own my own building, I don't have to worry about a landlord.
Right.
But I do have to worry about getting people to work for me. The same, you see what I mean? We have to differentiate that. So we don't fool ourselves about what's really causing this and how it could impact us. When we come back, Pam, I want you to talk to us about some of the things we can do out on Main Street, and some of the influences that are happening that will help us. Some things that we can do to make sure that this doesn't happen to your small business. UnityMarketingOnline.com, folks, that's the website. Please check it out. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with our good friend, Pam Danziger.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.